This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. My name is Lisa. How may I assist you?
Hey, Lisa. This is Terrell calling from XPO.
Hey, Terrell. What's your FMS number?
75-25-73-33.
You must have didn't work Saturday because I didn't talk to you.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to get you.
Yeah, I was surprised I didn't talk to you Saturday.
Yeah, I know. It was busy.
I didn't even talk to Terrell, not Terrell Winston on Friday, on Saturday.
Yeah, that was odd.
I mean, Saturday. I mean, I don't know what was going on. That was for Edna May.
Yep, Edna.
Okay. And the address?
28 Casa Mar Lane.
Okay. And what's going on?
Technician David calling to say this is unable to complete today due to too many stairs. Customer has a built-in 42-inch fridge that weighs 671 pounds, and the customer stay on the third floor.
So what is he going to do about that?
He was unable to complete it today.
I know, but what is he going to do about it? Is he going to, they going to put it on a home delivery team, or what they going to do about it?
Yeah, I believe that's what they probably will do. There's no saying might need a four-man team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not sure what he.
Yeah, they're
going to
need
gonna
a four-man team.
Mm-hmm.
There's no elevator?
Nope, he said just stairs. So, yeah, this probably goes to the home delivery team.
He's taking the refrigerator back?
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm just looking at something. I don't see a refrigerator on this order, Terrell. All I see is a hallway and a install.
I'm seeing a built-in refrigerator and the service details.
Okay. I'm looking at this order, which you just gave me, and only thing I see is a hallway and a install. I don't see a refrigerator on this order.
Yeah, I see the install, but I'm not seeing it in the product details. You're right.
So I don't understand. The only thing that I'm seeing that's on here that they should have done was go out. Well, see, it's in rescheduled status anyway, so I don't know. And it's in rescheduled status. The only thing I see in the rescheduled status is the install and the hallway. Is he talking about the hallway that he can't take down?
No, he was saying he was unable to complete the installation. Yeah, should I connect him?
Yeah, because I'm not seeing what you're seeing. Unless because even if he had put it in a reschedule status, and you just gave me the FMS for that particular item, I still should be able to see that item, the refrigerator. I'm not seeing a refrigerator. Only thing that I'm seeing is just the hallway and the install. That's what I'm asking you. Is he talking about the hallway, or is he talking about the refrigerator?
And yeah, he was referring to the refrigerator. But I'll add them in just so you could get clarification.
Yeah. Or was it on another date?
Yeah. So, yeah, let me add them in right now. Hey, David.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, David. I have DOD Lisa. She wanted to ask you a question.
Hi, David. This is Lisa. So on this, are you referring to the refrigerator? Is it on? Is the refrigerator item in the customer's home?
It's in the garage, yes.
See, it's already there. So it's already there. So you're saying you cannot take it up the stairs. That's what you're saying.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Okay. So we need to get a four-man team to take it up the stairs. See, I'm thinking you was delivering it, and I'm sure Terrell was thinking the same thing. Okay.
No,
so it needs to go.
It's impossible. It's impossible for four men also.
Okay,
that's fine.
We were thinking. Okay, David, we were thinking that you was delivering this. That's what I was asking Terrell. We were thinking you was trying to make a delivery. We did not know that it was
already at the customer's home.
We didn't know that. Okay, so what we need to do is see, no one told us. This is something that we have to communicate with our dispatch so they can inform us, because right now I would have given him a case number and it would have been done. And we wouldn't have known what was going on, because he was thinking we had to put this order on a four-man team. And I'm thinking the same thing, but wait a minute, where's the product? Okay, so it's in the customer's home, in the garage. We need to set up a four-man team to get it upstairs.
Okay.
Terrell, did we lose him?
No, I'm still here. I'm still with you.
Did we lose?
Okay, so David, what we need to do is I need to set up a four-man team to get this up the customer stairs and into the home before you guys can install it. So that's where we are with this. Am I correct?
I think he said it's probably going to take one to four men. I think that's what he just said.
We don't have more than four men. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. So
yeah, four men should be able
up,
to take that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna set up a four-man team for this order to get somebody to take this up the stairs. Okay, so I need to do that. So let me set that up. I'm going to get you, Terrell. I'm going to get you. Okay, David, that's all we need from you. I'm going to get Terrell a case number, and you just put that in reschedule. I will call the customer, Terrell, and set that up.
Okay.
So 6869. Okay, Terrell, so I'm going to give you a case number on this.
Okay, I'm ready.
A moment. That's when I was confused. I'm like, I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have to be clear.
Yep.
Oh, give me that order number, Terrell, because I can't get it. I got 1122018 69.
Yeah, I have 1122018 69 6963.
Okay, it was too many sixes in there. Four man. All right, okay. So it's not a delivery, this is an install. So let me redo that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take your time.
I'll reschedule that and set up the four-man team later. I can't do it now until that install is rescheduled.
Okay.
Give you that your case number and get that done.
Mm-hmm.
Order. I will call that customer. I'm not going to try to keep you on the phone. Remember to see it. Alrighty, I got a case number for you, Terrell. It's
okay.
Going to be 281-626-153.
All right, I got that. Thank you for your time,
okay.
Too.
Okay, okay, Terrell. Talk later. Bye-bye.
All right, see you. Bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent?